I'm joined by three-time NBA champion and current NBA TV analyst Rick Fox is our guest. Rick, good to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Travis.
Take me through the progression as a young player going into camp and then as a veteran player who's been in the league for a long time going into camp. How different are those two things?
Well, when you're a first-time rookie and or earlier on in your career, you're trying to establish yourself. So each training camp, you're bringing everything you've worked on for 3 or 4 months in the off season. You're still looking to prove to the veterans that you can break in and belong. You're trying to establish yourself with contracts and all-star games and really stand out to the crowd and the fans that you are actually something to be, really sticking around, someone to be sticking around in the league as you find your way through those first 3-4 years. And then it becomes, how do you become more efficient, more effective? How do you pursue a championship? How do you create leadership qualities? How do you stay healthy? How do you continue to maximize, whatever you have left in your body? And in the case of, most veterans, they're all searching for an atmosphere and a team that will provide them the best chance to win a championship. And so those are the shifts and the focuses, really making it through training camp without being injured for some of the old guys.
Rick Fox is our guest. He will be live from Lakers Real Training Camp on NBA TV this Saturday. It's interesting to hear people talk about the Lakers, Rick, because there's a wide variety of opinions. Kobe's coming off of his second significant injury. The team looks different. Jeremy Lin's in. Carlos Boozer's in. They drafted Julius Randle. Pau Gasol is out. What are the expectations for the Lakers, realistic expectations? Can they make the playoffs?
I think they can squeak into the playoffs if they remain healthy and if Kobe returns to the level of performance that is at least 80% of Kobe Bryant. He's going on his almost his 20th season here, and so you forget how many miles are on his wheels, as they would say. You're going to have to get great backcourt play from Jeremy Lin. You're going to have to get some improved play from some of these big men like Hill and guys that have been there but haven't really been shouldering the brunt of the responsibility. Ed Davis is a new big man. Pau Gasol exits, as you mentioned. So they have to discover themselves. Nick Young has to play to the same level that he played last year, and they all have to do this under a new system with Byron Scott. So I think there's a lot to figure out in a short period of time, but if they can create some chemistry and get themselves going quickly, then they may be able to survive the first half of the season, which would put them in a playoff race.
Rick, there's really no easy way for me to ask this, but it's been a topic that's been on SportsCenter and it's been online and everywhere else. LeBron was losing his hair and then he wasn't, and now he is again. What's going on with that?
It's a miracle. They're. I don't know. I mean, not only has he lost weight, he's getting younger. He's LeBron Button, I guess. He's going backwards, and he's heading to. He's good. Things are happening for him. Going home has been good for his hairline.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like, dude, you've got the world by the tail. I mean, he's the best player in the world, NBA championships. He's got all the money. He's got a great family. Can't he just be bald and make us feel better about the rest of ourselves that already are bald?
Yeah, I know you would think, right? Give us something, right? But he's one of those individuals who, in his world, anything is possible and everything is possible. And he lives his life that way on the court, and it's exceeding off the court in his own personal period. So good for him.